and welcome to another episode of Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Avery, and today we have quite a show. We'll be having an interview with a local artist, part of a local Boston band that we are very much looking forward to, who I had the pleasure to meet at a concert on Saturday from another local musician by the name of Freeman St. Louis. So before the interview, we're going to hear from Freeman, one of his 2020 albums, Breakfast Club Mix, The Jade Tuesday is the name of the song. So stay tuned for that and get ready to feel good, calorie free.
There's a hole inside my heart that's crying like a bound child. I'm begging you, just let me in. I have snow under my skin. My mama says I could be nice, that I'm just not like other guys. But now I'm here, I'm on my knees. Let me. I've got bills. Oh God, it makes me free. A world's not so ugly. Open your mind for me. Turn soon. Oh God, it makes me free. A world's close my eyes. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up. But now I'm here, take all your fears. Let me in.
Well, we are back here with Jay Sambuco of The Wet Johns. This is a very special interview. So, Jay is a member of the local Boston band, and we are very excited to have you here, Jay. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, you know? It really means a lot.
Of course. So, let's start by, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, how you're involved in music, stuff like that.
So originally I'm from New York City, but I also lived in Palm Beach, Florida for a while. And so I moved to Florida when I was 5 years old and came back to the city when I was 10. Stayed in the city ever since then. I began playing guitar at age 12. And it's funny because, you know, my whole inspiration for playing guitar was like seeing all these like music videos with like the rock stars playing guitar, and then they always got like girls and stuff after they played guitar, and so I wanted that. I even kind of wrote about it in my college, my common essay. My first sentence was, I began playing guitar at the age of 12 because I wanted a girlfriend.
Wow. Well, you definitely don't hear that every day, but that's definitely a formidable aspiration.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully, I learned that, like, you know, guitar is more fun than just, like, that one thing, you know?
For sure. So, where do you go to school?
Oh, I go to Berklee College of Music.
And how has that influenced your personal musical direction, if at all? Like, going to school in Boston, especially at Berklee, with so many other artists and musicians?
I found out about Berklee because I found out one of my favorite guitarists, John Petrucci, who plays in Dream Theater, went to Berklee, and I did some research on it. This is back when I was like 13 years old, and I just thought it seemed like the perfect place, and it was my dream to go there. And then I attended the Berklee summer program, Berklee 5 Week, and that was just like, that was it. Literally, at age 16, because of the fact that I went to Berklee 5 Week when I was 16 years old that summer, I think I could die tomorrow and I'd still be happy because I had that experience.
Well, that's great to hear that you enjoy it so much.
Yes, and I really love the community here. And I'm personally, like, it's my first semester here, but I was I'm very grateful that I had friends coming. I had friends here who were already fourth and fifth semester students. I was able to just, like, really, like, start off strong when I came here. I already had a good social group, which helped me find my band.
Right. So let's then talk about your band, The Wet Johns. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the name and where that originated from, if you can shed any light on that.
So the name, The Wet Johns. Okay, well, it's a pretty funny name, obviously, but to be honest with you, so I've been saying the word, like, John for about, like, a year or so now, and when you say John, it could really just mean, like, anything. You could be like, can you pass me that John over there, and you could be talking about, like, a pencil, or it could be like, look at that John right there, and you could be talking about, like, of skyscraper or something. You know what I mean? It could really just be anything. And so in the beginning of the year this year, we heard news that we had a show at this BU frat called Sigma Chi, right? And so we needed a band name. And so we were just like, let's call ourselves The Wet Johns. We were originally going to call ourselves The Johns, but The Wet Johns we thought would be more memorable.
Yeah, definitely after I first heard it, that's not something that I was ever going to forget. So you did your job there. What would you, or first of all, who are the members of the band and like what's like the sort of instrumentation that it consists of?
Okay, so we have my friend Alex Castile, who plays drums, and he is from California, LA, and Menlo Park. We got my friend Alexander King, one of my best friends, one of my day ones. I mean, not really. We've known each other for like 3 years, but he was probably like my best friend coming into Berkeley. And he plays bass in the band, but he's also an excellent guitarist and just overall musician. Blows everyone away. We have Andre, who plays synth, and he's also our in-house producer. So he made the demo sound far better right now. We got Neil, who's the singer, and he's the main vocalist. However, he's actually not singing in the demo that we're about to show. It's actually me singing it instead, because I was like kind of a song that I wrote, but he's a very excellent like songwriter, better at me than guitar, I think, but you know, really depends what you think. And then there's me, Jay Sambuco. I play guitar, I do my thing, and I think I do it right, do it good enough.
Yeah, totally. I mean, when I saw you playing on Saturday, you were just absolutely shredding. It was really incredible to be there and experience that.
Thank you.
So what would you say is your band's musical direction or inspiration that really pushes you in one way or another? Or like you combine other inspirations?
I would say it's really hard to like pinpoint that specifically, because you have like me personally, like I've always been really into like rock, grunge, metal, and also just like ballad type songs, and I've also been into like a lot of hip hop. And then Alex King, he's into like R&B, jazz, also rock and metal. Alex Castile, he's also into R&B and like rap and other stuff. And Andre, in-house producer and pianist, he's really huge into like trap music and whatnot. And so we all have like different influences. And Neil loves like funk and it's really hard to pinpoint. I would say like we're just kind of like a rock band that's trying to create our own sound. We're not really trying to stick to one sound. We want to evolve with every song that we make, with every album we create, with every performance we have. We just want to do something new every time.
Well, that's really refreshing to hear. And I think that the way you explained it will be especially clear to people when they listen to the All I Need demo. So,
yes, sir.
What would you say is your favorite, like, have you been in a band before, first of all? And then what would you say is your favorite aspect of coming together with people that all have different voices and inspirations and creating music all as one unit?
So I was in a band back in the city this summer, and I have to be honest with you, we tried taking it seriously and all, but the other people in my band really had like a hard time like working. It just seemed like, to be honest with you, the other people in my band this summer just weren't like necessarily like taking it as serious as like, let's say, like I would. It ended up working well. We recorded a couple demos, but they're nothing that I'd like feel comfortable releasing. And with that band, like I still keep in touch with the members, and we're gonna put something together this in the winter. But the thing is that it's like it's really hard to like really you know, keep up with a band when like when not everyone is on the same page, and people will just like, you know, I understand that people have other things like to like going on in their lives. It can be hard to just like, you know, focus when there's a lot of stuff going on, you know.
Yeah, totally.
That wasn't very clear, but you know.
Well, especially like now being at Berkeley, I bet these individuals and in Boston have maybe more motivation and that can really propel your band to a new light?
Well, I mean, it's just different because here I feel like with the Wet Johns, we'll come together, we'll put together a cover. We all just come together within one try, like we have it almost perfectly because it's just a different league. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
That's something that I just like love.
Well, that's great to hear. So now let's move in. Before we hear the demo, talking a little bit about it. The demo is titled All I Need. What would you say is the lyrical inspiration and like what drove the words itself? And then we can move on talking about like what about the instrumentation, what inspired that as well?
Well, I remember I sat down and I wrote this song right after I went to this one party on Northeastern, and I met this girl and thought she was super cute and super cool. We were talking the whole night, but then she ended up, like, I guess feeling sick or something, so she had to leave the party, but I never got her contact information, and that's why I wrote the song. But the lyrics don't really have to do with that. They're just kind of like expressing like different emotions that like you could feel like when you're dealing with someone that can be annoying or but also you still care about that person, you know what I mean? So it's really more interpretive, but I would say really the whole thing about it is finding someone you like and then them just being not having trouble expressing it.
Well, that's a really eloquent way of putting it. And we're looking forward to hearing it. Before that, let's talk a little bit about the direction of your band and what you guys are looking to accomplish in the future.
So currently, we have a show coming up at the Taurus Trap, December 3rd. And then after that, we've been contacted by the Bebop, which is like the bar near Berkeley that takes advantage of Berkeley students by forcing them to play it every night. We're just trying to release, like, so far we have like 3 songs that are in the process of being written, 4 including All I Need. And so we're trying to come out with an EP soon.
Well, that's really great to hear.
But like in the meantime, we're trying to perform as much as possible and get the name The Wet Johns out there.
And hopefully here on Zero Added Sugar, we can help with that. Because you guys definitely deserve that publicity. All right. So now we're going to listen to your demo, All I Need, the latest release from The Wet Johns.
Torn to pieces, found myself going back to my old way. So many distant faces, all alone with no hope. The devil counts his paces, giving me all I need. All I need is just you and me. All I need is some space to breathe.
just you and me. All I need is just some space to breathe. Standing by your room, don't know what to do. My feet are getting cold again. Tell me, is it true? Are you stepping in my shoes? I guess that's what you do. I'm coming home alone again. All I need is just you and me. All I need is some space to breathe. All I need is just you and me. All I need is just some space to yeah.
That was All I Need, the demo by The Wet Johns. If you want to stay up to date with The Wet Johns, you can follow them at The Real Wet Johns on Instagram. Johns spelled J-A-W-N-S. As well as you can keep in touch with Jay at J.Guitar on Instagram. We really appreciate Jay for coming on. And if you want to check them out, you can go and see their show on December 3rd at the Tourist Trap on 31 Quince Ave. Up next, we're going to hear from a local Boston musician, Honeycutt. The lead singer is Haley Honeycutt, who's originally from Florida and came to Boston to form a trio with bassist Ari Blutt and drummer Chris Chu. They were nominated for the Boston Music Awards Alt and Indie Artist of the Year in 2020. This is Love Me Still by Honeycutt.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, alright, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun. Alright, alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Up next, we're going to hear from Paper Citizen, one of the newer releases, Wandering Ghost. Paper Citizen is a Singaporean multi-instrumentalist. Her name is Claire Ghost, and she's part of an LA-based indie rock project. Originally, she moved from Singapore to Boston to explore American music and refine her training in recording and music production. She was voted Deli Magazine's New England Emerging Artist of the Month for October in 2016. Stay tuned. That was Wandering Ghost, spelled G-O-H-S-T, by Paper Citizen. The next song we're going to hear is from a local Boston band. Their music is an inspiration of a combination of punk, grunge, indie rock, and disco. And their lyrics provide freedom and sex positivity, which will become very clear through this next song. But they also won the Boston Music Award for Rock Artist of the Year in 2020. Here is Switch Hitter by Power Slut.
I'll call out of the water. help my fellow man, be it friend or foe or stranger. In these times, I feel we're miles apart. Then I can take you or leave you, but I don't have the heart.
so tired, so sleepy, I don't wanna wake up. But the sun gonna rise, so am I got to fill my cup. I had to heat it, gotta get it, running out the door, getting on the road. To lift up my mood, I turn on the radio because it makes me go. Like me, I gotta rest my head. Can't wait to get home, ease my bones and fall into bed. But then my friend gonna call me, talking about the little party that's going on down the road. So I throw on my clothes, strap on my suit, turn up the radio. Yeah!
5 out of 7 is the price of being free.
Following the last song introduced, Power Slut, Switch Hitter, we heard The Winter Project's Grounded. The Winter Project is a local Boston band formed in 2015, and they have some very unique sound. Then Somewhere Somehow by Isaac Thomas and the Stoop Boys. People Go by The Elevators. Elevators spelled E-L-O-V-A-T-E-R-S. And we finished off with House on Fire by Tall Heights. Every song we heard today was created by a Boston musician, either originated from or continues to create local Boston music. Following this, we are going to hear and finish up with Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion. Aerosmith originated from Boston, so how about that? This has been Zero Added Sugar here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been your host, Avery, and I'm so glad that you could have joined me. Have a great afternoon.